This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Herders blocked from ag overtime relief. State farm rates to increase. Thompson, we're on the side of angels. And RFK, back on the hill. Herders hit a roadblock with ag overtime relief. A bill to exempt sheep herders and goat herders from California's ag overtime law has stalled. Senate Ag Chair Melissa Hurtado pulled SB 801 before a committee vote ahead of a key deadline, killing it for the year. The Kern County Farm Bureau warned the law treats herders if they work nonstop since they remain on site, and that would boost each worker's pay by $800 a month on average. They fear the labor costs would shutter prescribed grazing projects that help mitigate wildfires. The law, passed under AB 1066 in 2016, would more than double the minimum wage in combination with other labor laws and regulations. But committee staff criticized the blanket exemption as a, quote, troubling precedent and argued in their analysis of the bill that employers should appropriately compensate their workers. The California Federation of Labor Unions, led by the former lawmaker who authored AB 1066, vehemently opposed SB 801. The labor group claimed emergency responders and other workers handle 24/7 shifts for full pay and that herders are also essential workers with a right to fair pay. Remember, in 2023, the legislature extended an exemption for herders to July 2026. The legislation also tasked the labor commissioner with studying the issue and reporting on it by that date. I'll take note, the same labor committee had stalled SB 628, the bill widely backed by farm groups. It sought to provide tax credit for employers providing ag overtime pay. California approved State Farm rate increase. California Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara agreed to allow State Farm an emergency rate increase yesterday. The state's largest insurer can now raise rates up to 22% for homeowners, 15% for renters, and 38% for rental dwelling units. In exchange, State Farm must receive a $400 million cash infusion from its parent company, State Farm Mutual Automobile Insurance Company. The insurer is also banned from issuing large-scale non-renewals throughout the end of the year. The rate changes can take effect starting June 1. USDA predicts higher almond yield. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service predicting California almond production will increase 3% this year. The subjective forecast puts production at 2.8 billion pounds and almond-bearing acres at 1.39 million, a 10,000-acre increase from 2024. Almond Board President and CEO Clarice Turner said the larger crop expected by industry, quote, after a solid water winter and generally good weather during bloom. NAS will release its second production estimate July 10th based on actual almond counts across the state. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. San Luis Obispo County gets rangeland conservation easement. The Department of Conservation awarded the Land Conservancies of San Luis Obispo County a conservation easement for 890 acres of local oak woodland and rangeland.
through the Department's Sustainable Agriculture Lands Conservation Program. The SLO Land Conservancy received $2.67 million to protect a portion of the Adelia Springs Ranch, a joint vineyard, cattle, and sheep operation. California requests preliminary injunction over tariffs. Attorney General Robert Bonta filed a preliminary injunction request yesterday to halt President Donald Trump's use of emergency tariffs as California pursues litigation. Bonta's office projected the tariffs will pose a $25 billion cost to consumers, cut more than 64,000 jobs in California alone. He says California will experience an outsized share of losses as a result of its large economy and workforce. Governor Gavin Newsom and Bonta are also filing an amicus brief in the Court of International Trade to support an April tariff complaint led by the state of Oregon. Republicans launch reconciliation push. Key House committees continue to work on their pieces of that big, beautiful budget reconciliation bill that Republicans are trying to push through Congress. House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania expressing confidence last night that he can get his portion of the legislation through the committee despite its cuts to SNAP funding that are challenging for some members in swing districts. When you're on the side of the angels with legislation, it makes for some really good campaigning back home, Thompson told reporters shortly before the committee started debate on the ag bill. But the committee's top Democrat, Minnesota Representative Angie Craig, ripped the ag proposals at the onset of the panel's markup, although there's nothing Democrats can do to stop the legislation if Republicans hang together. She said states cannot afford to share the cost of SNAP, one requirement of the ag bill. Here's today's final word. Whenever Congress invests in American agriculture, it must include specialty crops. That the Specialty Crop Farm Bill Alliance applauding the House Ag Committee's reconciliation draft, though it pushed further for spending on mechanization and automation and to expand crop insurance eligibility. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 14th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.